Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
Welcome back, this is Elsie.
Okay, we're going to finish the story of King Solomon's decision, so let's do previously on King Solomon.
Okay.
Let's remind everyone of the story so far.
我们来一起复习过去两天的文章内容吧。So King Solomon was a wise man who ruled over Israel a long time ago.
Yep, and one day, two women came to see him. One had a baby. They told King Solomon that they lived together,And they both had baby boys.
However, the first woman said the second had killed her son accidentally when she rode onto him while sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
第一位说另外一个女人在晚上睡觉的时候压死了自己的宝宝，然后抢走她的。
But the second one said the first one was lying, and that the first woman had killed her own son and had stolen the second woman's baby.
但另外一位却说第一位妇女在撒谎。所罗门王到底该相信谁呢? King Solomon had a hard decision to make, but he knows what he's going to do.
Yeah, let's find out what happens next.
Solomon's decision. King Solomon said to his guard,Use your sword to cut the baby in half. The guard was shocked and asked,
Your Majesty, are you sure?
The king replied, Yes, each woman can have half of the baby. The first woman begged,
Please, don't kill my son. Give him to the other woman.
The second woman shouted,
Cut him in half. If I can't have him, she can't either.
King Solomon told his guard, Don't kill the baby. Give him to the first woman. The wise king knew the truth. Only the real mother would save her son, even if she had to lose him. The mother thanked King Solomon and took her baby home.
Guard. Guard. The president hired several guards to protect his family. The president hired several guards to protect his family. Sure. Sure. I'm not sure if we're going the right way.I'm not sure if we're going the right way. Real. Real. Some stars change their names because they don't want to use their real ones. Some stars change their names because they don't want to use their real ones. Think. Think.I would like to thank my friends and family for all their support. I would like to thank my friends and family for all their support.
So the article starts by saying, King Solomon said to his guard, Use your sword to cut the baby in half.
What? That's crazy. He's going to kill the baby?
Yeah.
文章一开始，所罗门王跟他的护卫说，用你的剑。把婴儿切成两半 Cut the baby in half
Let's explain A guard, G-U-A-R-D, guard is a person like a soldier, police officer, a prison officer who protects a place or people or prevents prisoners from escaping Kings have many guards in their palaces to keep them safe from enemies
Guard, 护卫、卫兵，国王的身边或宫殿里都会有很多的 guards 来保护他的安全。
So let's use that in a sentence. The president hired several guards to protect his family. The president hired several guards to protect his family.
例句提到呢，总统雇佣了几名护卫来保护他的家人。
So Solomon tells his guard to cut the baby in half or into two equal pieces with his sword. A sword spelled S-W-O-R-D, we don't pronounce the W, it's S-W-O-R-D, sword. It's a long, sharp weapon that people used in wars in the old days.
再来呢，我们看到 sword 这个字。第二个字母 W 是不发音的哦，哈，它是又长又锋利的剑。在过去呢 ，swords 是战争当中所使用的武器。I bet everyone there was shocked.
Yeah.
Did the guard do as he was told?
Well, it's a crazy thing to ask, and in fact, the guard thinks so too. In the story, it says the guard was shocked and asked, "Your Majesty, are you sure?" So if you're shocked, S-H-O-C-K-E-D, shocked, you're very surprised and you can't believe what you've seen or heard. When some people are shocked, they often need to sit down.
文章接下来说到呢，这位护卫吓到了， he was shocked. 他就问了，国王陛下，您确定吗？ Are you sure about that?
Yeah, the word sure, S-U-R-E, sure, means confident that you know something or that you're right. So if you're taking a test, you should be sure about the answer before you write it down.
Sure, 确定的。我们很常听到人家问， Are you sure? 你确定吗？写考试卷的时候一定要确定答案再下笔，对不对？
Well, here's another sentence.I'm not sure if we're going the right way. I'm not sure if we're going the right way.
我不确定我们走的路是不是对的。
So the guard wants to know if he should really cut the baby in half. But the king replied, yes, each woman can have half the baby. So to reply, R-E-P-L-Y, reply, means to answer a question, a letter, an email, or something someone has said.
护卫问完呢，国王就回答：“是的，任一个女人，两个其中一个都可以有一半的婴儿。” Reply, R E P L Y 就是回答，过去式记得哦，要去掉 y， 再加上 I E D 变成 replied. This is awful. If he cuts the baby in half, it will be dead.
Yeah.
Then he'll give each woman half a dead baby.I thought you said Solomon was wise.
Well, we're not done yet. This is how the two women react. The first woman begged, Oh, please don't kill my son. So to beg, B-E-G, beg, means to ask someone for something with all your heart, like saying, please, please, please.
文章接下来说到呢，第一位妇女马上恳求，拜托不要杀掉我的儿子。B-E-G, beg, 恳求、祈求。同学们知道乞丐的英文怎么说吗？这边顺便补充一下咯，就是 beggar, B-E-G-G-A-R. Okay, so the first one is begging now. Did she say anything?
Yes, she says also, give him to the other woman. So she'd prefer to lose her son than see him killed.
第一位妇女呢，恳求完之后就接着说，把她，也就是这个小婴儿，给另外一个女人吧。所以她宁愿放弃小孩，也不要害小孩被切成一半。同学们注意 ，the other 是两者中剩下的那一个。我们有请英文快通的老师为我们做最好的讲解哦。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Eunice。你跟大部分同学一样 ，another、other、the other， 傻傻分不清吗？今天 Eunice 就要来跟大家说分明。有时候啊，同学会带一些好吃的零食来跟我们分享，拿了一个吃了之后，发现惊为天人，超好吃的，就很想再拿一个，但是啊，又不好意思。这时候就可以说 ，May I have another one？May I have another one? 我可以再拿一个吗？ Another 是另一个的意思，后面可以加名词或代名词，表示同类人事物中的另一个。平常在上课的时候，老师讲解到一个段落，会请同学发问。同学一一问了一些问题之后，老师就会问同学 Any other questions? Any other questions? 还有没有其他问题啊？Other 的意思是其他的，要注意哦， other 后面一定要加复数名词。另外举个例子，有时候学校班上只要有一两个学生感冒，就会传染给其他学生，所以老师可能就会说 In addition to Sylvia, three other students called in sick today. In addition to Sylvia, three other students called in sick today. 除了 Sylvia 之外，还有另外三个学生今天也请了病假。最后我们看到 the other。假如现在有两本书，我们就可以说 I have a book and Joanne has the other book. I have a book and Joanne has the other book. 没错，使用 the other 时通常都限定了一个范围，像这边范围就是两本书。哇，听起来好像有点复杂，对吧？同学们赶快造造句子，多加练习吧。我们下次见咯， See ya!
Welcome back. So the first woman is so upset at Solomon's idea, she says, let him live even if I lose him. But what about the second woman? Well, she says, the second woman shouted, cut him in half! If I can't have him, she can't either.
第二位妇女怎么说呢？她说，把一个切一半吧，如果我不能拥有她，她也收下。So she cares more about herself than the baby. She can't really be his mother.
I think you're right. The story says King Solomon told his guard, don't kill the baby. Phew. I don't think anyone wanted the baby to die like that. Except crazy woman number two.
接下来呢，所罗门王就告诉他的护卫，不要杀这名婴儿。
Alright, so next, King Solomon says, give him to the first woman. I think he got that decision right, don't you?
Yeah, I think he knew exactly who the real mother was. Mm-hmm. 所以呢，国王其实就是说，把他，也就是这个婴儿，给第一位妇人。
So next, the story says, the wise king knew the truth. Remember, we used the truth in yesterday's article.
接下来呢，文章就说到，这位有智慧的国王知道事情的真相。昨天呢，我们有讨论过 truth, 事实真相这个字，同学们还记得吗？
So the story goes on to say, only the real mother would save her son, even if she had to lose him. So that's how we know.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the word real, R-E-A-L, real is an adjective, and it means the actual something or the true something rather than what appears to be true.
文章说到呢，只有真正的母亲愿意拯救她的儿子，即使她必须失去她。Real, 真正的、真实的。我们常用的这个 really 这个字 ,R-E-A-L-L-Y, 就是这个字的副词哦。
I'll give you an example with real. Some stars change their names because they don't want to use their real ones. Some stars change their names because they don't want to use their real ones.
例句提到呢，有些明星改变他们的名字，因为他们不想使用他们的真名 real names.
Like Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Do you know her real name?
No.
Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie.
Yes, I think. She's got more names.
So Lady Gaga is way cooler than、yeah. Stephanie, right?
Well, Stephanie's not bad, but... anyway, so the story finishes by saying the mother thanked King Solomon and took her baby home. So to thank, this is a verb spelled T-H-A-N-K, thank, means to tell someone that you are grateful for something.
文章最后呢，结尾说到，这名母亲感谢所罗门王把他的宝宝带回，然后呢，就把他的宝宝带回家了。Thank, 感谢，最常听到的就是 thank you.
Mm-hmm. For example, I would like to thank my friends and family for all their support. I would like to thank my friends and family for all their support.
例句说呢，我要感谢我的朋友和家人对我的支持。这种状况最常在颁奖典礼看到，对不对 ？Like Oscar, 奥斯卡颁奖典礼 ，thank somebody for something. 为了某事对某人表达感谢。Pet, thank you for telling us this story.
Thank you, Elsie, for helping me. All right, that is our happy ending. The baby goes home with his mom, thanks to King Solomon's wise decision. Now it's time for us to end today's lesson. So that story shows how wise King Solomon was. But one day, someone else gave him some wisdom that helped him learn.
据圣经记载，所罗门王之所以会这么有智慧呢，是上帝赐给他，让他来统治国家的。I read that when he became the king, he was still very young.
Yes.
So he asked God to give him wisdom to rule the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now wise Pat, share more with us.
Well, King Solomon asked for a gift that would make him happy whenever he was sad.So his wise men, they made a ring for him, and on the ring were the words, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, this too shall pass. Well, what it means is, when there are bad times, don't worry, because the bad times will be over one day.However, there is a second meaning to the words. If there are good times, you still need to work hard and not get too relaxed because the good times will end one day too.
So it means that you should never get too proud when you have success or too sad when you fail. You know there is a Chinese idiom about that?
Right.
胜不骄，败不馁。
胜不骄，败不馁。
因为一切都会过去。This too shall pass.
Yeah, and these words will always be true in good times or in bad times. And it's also the end of our lesson. It's true of our lesson. This too shall pass. Meaning it's time for us to say goodbye. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
A Plus 小智慧
Tony says he won't cheat again, but a leopard never changes its spots.
Tony says he won't cheat again, but a leopard never changes its spots.
Hi guys, this is Celine. 我一直都很想要养成写日记的习惯，但是我觉得要持之以恒真的很难，我每次都失败。但是我最近决定再试一次，结果我妹就对我说啦，欸，你才不可能持续超过三天嘞。牛迁到北京还是牛啊，江山易改，本性难移。结果我真的只写了三天，先不要说我了。你们知道江山易改，本性难移的英文可以怎么表达吗？我们先来看看今天的句子哦。Tony says he won't cheat again, but the leopard never changes its spots. Tony says he won't cheat again, but the leopard never changes its spots. 意思呢是 Tony 说他不会再作弊了，但是江山易改，本性难移啊。Cheat 这个动词呢是作弊的意思，但后半句的 A leopard never changes its spots 是什么意思呢？ Leopard 是花豹的意思，你看过花豹吗？花豹身上是不是有很多漂亮的斑点 spots， 我们就称它为豹纹。但是花豹身上的花纹可以说变就变的吗？哎，今天斑点是圆的，明天斑点是方的，怎么有可能？当然是不可能的啦。所以这个说法就跟我们所说的牛迁到北京还是牛很类似，毕竟牛迁到北京也不会变成马嘛，是不是很好想象呢？最后我们再来复习一遍今天的小聚会。 Tony says he won't cheat again, but the leopard never changes its spots. 下次可以拿这个说法来亏别人一下，还可以精进英文哦。 See you next time, bye bye.
Tony says he won't cheat again, but a leopard never changes its spots.
Tony says he won't cheat again.But a leopard never changes its spots.
Solomon's decision. King Solomon said to his guard, "Use your sword to cut the baby in half." The guard was shocked and asked, "Your Majesty, are you sure?" The king replied, "Yes, each woman can have half of the baby."The first woman begged,
"Please, don't kill my son. Give him to the other woman."
The second woman shouted,
"Cut him in half. If I can't have him, she can't either."
King Solomon told his guard, "Don't kill the baby. Give him to the first woman."The wise king knew the truth. Only the real mother would save her son, even if she had to lose him. The mother thanked King Solomon and took her baby home.
Guard. Guard. The president hired several guards to protect his family. The president hired several guards to protect his family. Sure. Sure. I'm not sure if we're going the right way. I'm not sure if we're going the right way. Real. Real. Some stars change their names because they don't want to use their real ones. Some stars change their names because they don't want to use their real ones. Think. Think. I would like to thank my friends and family for all their support. I would like to thank my friends and family for all their support.